With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Much of President Trump's agenda is being legally challenged and headed for the Supreme Court. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
During the early months of his second term, the president has pushed the boundaries of executive power, and his actions could dominate the Supreme Court's upcoming docket. Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs, the crackdown on immigration, and his attempt to fire a Federal Reserve governor are all making their way through the judicial system. The nation's highest court, which has a 6-3 conservative majority, has already handed major wins to the Trump White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Copyrights count, as one AI company has learned.
The artificial intelligence company Anthropic has agreed to pay $1.5 billion to settle a class action lawsuit by book authors who claim the company took an estimated 500,000 pirated copies of their works to train its chatbot technology. If approved by a judge as soon as tomorrow, the landmark settlement could mark a turning point in legal battles between AI companies and various fields of creative professionals who accuse the companies of copyright infringement. George Williams reporting.
A drone launched by Yemen's Houthi group has hit Israel's southern airport, closing airspace and halting flights today. The attack involved multiple drones, with at least one striking the passenger terminal of Ramon International Airport near Eilat. One person was lightly injured. The Houthis have vowed to escalate attacks after an Israeli strike killed their prime minister. Tesla asking its investors to approve a proposed compensation package for CEO Elon Musk that could be worth about $1 trillion and is based on the electric vehicle maker hitting certain ambitious milestones over the coming decade. This is SRN News. The language used in the debate over artificial intelligence is increasingly taking on religious overtones. Jeffrey Hinton, the legendary 77-year-old programmer who helped develop AI, refers to its potential as, quote, godlike. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman had referred to his company's technology as a magic intelligence in the sky, while Peter Thiel, the co-founder of PayPal and Palantir, has even argued that AI could bring in the Antichrist. Professor Robert Geraci, who studies religion and technology at Knox College, points out that, quote, we human beings are deeply, profoundly, and inherently religious. Since 2015, more than 1,300 residents at homeless shelters around the country have trained to run half marathons through Up and Running Again, a nonprofit that uses faith and running to promote personal transformation. Pastor Bruce McAvoy, who serves as a volunteer coach for the program, says the idea is to use running and friendship as tools for transformation. This is SRN News. Author Christopher Scalia is concerned about the decline of fiction reading in America. And he's out with a book entitled 13 Novels Conservatives Will Love But Probably Haven't Read.
When you speak to conservatives about fiction they like because it expresses conservative values or ideas, we tend to talk about the same handful of books. And most of those books are very good, but we're so focused on that small selection, I think we've lost sight of kind of the great literary tradition that's at our disposal.
Scalia, who appeared on the Salem Radio Network, says, quote, great fiction is a source of beauty, and beauty is good. College football, yesterday, Nico Gramatica hit a 20-yard field goal as time expired, and Southern Florida, unranked, stunned number 13 Florida, 18-16. That's the Bulls' second straight win against ranked opponents to kick off this new season. This is SRN News.